Bank of Cardiff. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Diana from German Roofing calling you back.
Oh, yes. Give me one second, please. My headset's going a little crazy, so if I lose you, I'll call you right back. Give me 10 seconds.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is this Diana?
Yes.
Hey, Diana. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm an underwriting supervisor. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're on a Saturday, so you can guess. All right. And Diana, you were working with a few representatives. I'm sure Bank of Cardiff rings a bell, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you were working with a gentleman, Danny, and also someone named Ja, and Kyle. I'm actually quite above them. I actually make our approval decisions. And I'm just going through your file. I just wanted to reach out to you because I wasn't too sure. Were you looking to refinance your current loans, or were you looking to get additional funding? What were your and the owner's goals?
Basically, what we were trying to do is find something that was longer term to, like, consolidate what we have and then maybe get a little bit of extra funding, because usually they say that they won't approve it unless, you know, you get money on top of what you're consolidating.
Well, that's not necessarily true. We have a lot of different programs. I actually have a good idea of what you can qualify for. Do you have a pen handy?
I actually don't, but I can get one if you can
okay.
Hold on a second.
Okay. I can hold on.
Okay. Hello?
Yep, I'm here. So
okay, I have it now.
It's 858-866-9102. That's my direct line. I also sent an email with my contact information. I'm not sure if you received it.
I haven't actually looked at my email yet today, but
no,
I
no
can
problem.
Check to make sure.
No worries. Let me just make sure I've got the right email. I've got, let's see, germanroofing@yahoo.com?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So the notes that I have in the file, they're actually a month old. They said that you had a loan with On Deck just for like $20,000 and then also a loan with Can Capital. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what were your goals here? What were you trying to accomplish?
Basically, I'm just trying to get into something that's longer term so our payments aren't as high and it's not like as fast of a payback.
Okay. I looked on the credit report of the owner and I see that he's been running credit the last few years, I think probably for over 20 or 30 of these loans, and I understand people are looking for something that really, really isn't short term. And ultimately, that just means a lower payment because I'm assuming your Can loan is the biggest payment. Your payment is $617 a day, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And were you looking to get additional funding as well, or just reduce the payments, or both?
If we could do both, it would be good, but even if I just consolidate what I have, then I'd be happy with that.
Not a problem. Do you know what your current balance with Can is right now?
We actually have three different loans.
Oh, you have three different loans?
Okay. Yes.
What do you have?
Our payment with Can Capital is about $617 a day.
Okay.
And we owe approximately, I think, $123,000 or so.
Okay.
And then we have the On Deck that I believe we owe like $15,000, and we pay about $2,350 a week.
Is that a line of credit or a loan?
It is a merchant cash advance loan.
Okay. Weekly payments. And what was your weekly payment again? $2,300?
Yeah, it's 2350, so I believe we have like 6 payments left.
Okay.
And then we have one that's through Everest.
And was that through us or through someone else?
It's through somewhere else. I got it through BFA.
Through who?
BFA.
Who's BFA?
It's just a place that gets you financing, like, through other places. So the loan's through Everest, but
When did you take that loan with Everest?
It was this month. I don't know exactly when.
Yeah. What kind of terms was it?
I'm sorry?
What kind of terms were it?
It is a 4-month loan. And
it's a 4-month loan?
Yes.
Can I ask why you didn't go with us? We had you approved for a very good third position loan.
I don't recall getting an offer for a third position loan, honestly.
Yeah, we had you approved for $70,000 with a payback of $95,900.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they hadn't talked to me about that. I don't believe. I just don't remember, but I don't think so. I don't think they did.
Okay, and how big is your Everest loan?
I'm sorry?
How big was your Everest loan?
How what?
How much did you borrow from Everest?
Oh, it was 75.
And what is your payment?
I don't know exactly what the payment is, but it was 123 days, I think.
Okay. And do you know your payback was?
I believe it's 102,000. I'm not sure exactly, but I think it's about that.
$102,000 payback?
Yes.
Okay. When you have 3 loans rather than 2, it makes it very, very difficult for us to fund. I thought, based on the notes, the sales rep looked like they kind of just dropped the ball. We have approved for a very good third position offer at much better terms than that. I'm not sure really what happened. But let me take a look. I've got you here. No one here at Bank of Colorado offered you the terms?
I don't recall getting an offer for $70,000 for paying back $95,000. No, I do remember talking to them. But I remember whatever they had told me, it wasn't as good as the other offer that I had gotten.
It's okay. We had a $70,000 offer with a payback of $95,900, about 6-month terms rather than 4. But that being said, if I can help you out, because we definitely don't want to lose an opportunity here. So you currently have 3 loans. How's business going?
It's going okay. I mean, it's actually started picking up because it was a little bit slowed down, but it started picking back up again now.
Okay. And are you looking for any equipment, by the way, or is it just cash and refinancing that you're looking to accomplish?
It's just cash and refinancing because we just buy our stuff because it's not very expensive.
Okay. Well, there's a few ways we could help you. When you have 3 loans, so your balances are pretty high now, it would make it difficult to refinance. I wasn't aware that you already took a loan. I thought you only had 2. So if your current balance is, say, like 120 plus 15, that gets you to 138, and your other balance is probably around 80 or 90, that gets you about 200K. What I'd like you to do is this. I'd like you to email me back your most recent bank statement, and I'd like to take a look at it and see if there's something we can do for you with a refinance right now. It's definitely a shot, and, you know, we won't run your credit. I'll just take a look at your bank statement and give you my thoughts.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, the one with OnDeck is pretty much almost paid. I do have like 6 weeks left, but I mean, if it would make a difference, like being able to get into a longer term loan, then I could probably just pay it off because it's not a really large balance. Because I mean, next week it's going to go down to like 13 something and on, so it's pretty small.
Gotcha. No, I completely understand that. Question for you. Do you own any vehicles outright? Do you own any trucks or trailers outright?
I have two dump trucks, and I have a few trailers. I don't know if we have... I think we have three trailers.
Gotcha. Okay. Second thing. How much are your dump trucks worth?
I think probably around, like, if I was going to buy one on the street, it would maybe be, like, $15,000 for each one or something.
So, how much do you think your trucks are worth in total?
I would say probably, like, 30 for both of them.
Yeah, 30, okay. And your trailers?
Probably, like, $15,000 for all of them, approximately.
Oh, you have multiple trailers?
Yeah, I have three.
Okay. So, $15,000 total for those and $15,000 for the dump trucks. Are you looking for any more dump trucks right now?
No.
Okay. Here's what I'd like to do. If you could send me over that bank statement to my email for August, let's see what I need. I have... And besides refinancing, you said you were looking to net a little cash. I'm sure you're looking to net.
I mean, if I could get something that was around like $250 for everything, then that would be really good. But I mean, it's not like I have to. I just am trying to get into something that's better.
Gosh. And what was your interest rate for Eversole?
I don't know exactly. Honestly, I can't remember.
Okay. I'll see it in the next statements, but one thing I'd like you to do is this. So we definitely want to find you a program that's better, since 4 months, I'm sure, is a pretty short-term loan for you, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think what's happening is you're combining all these loans, so what you need is you probably need a bank like us that's going to be a relationship-based bank. Just to be frank with you, we've been in business 12 years, and we know that you're probably called, and there's way too much salesmanship in this industry. People just tell you all these random things and throw numbers at you, and I think it's not a way to take care of a customer. I think I'm sure you get a lot of people to try to pressure you into transactions, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I've been getting loans with BFA for several years now, because, I mean, this is probably our... fifth loan or something with them, and we've always paid them off. And
I'm not saying your current relationship. I'm saying other people. I've never heard anything bad about BFA. I'm saying that there's other companies in the industry that are high pressure.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just keep getting kind of frustrated with them because they keep telling me that, you know, once I have this loan, then I'll be able to get a longer term thing because they offer like 3 to 5 years with different lenders. And I keep reapplying for those each time, and they keep telling me that I can't get it, and they have different reasons why, and I'm like, well, last time you said if this was like this, then it would be fine, and then now they're saying something different, so it's just gotcha. Getting frustrating.
It sounds like you want to work with someone, and it sounds like you're actually a reasonable person. You have a loan with CAN, you're getting these very short-term loans, and what you want to do is you want to say, hey, look, I want to get something that's better than what I have. Whether it's refinancing or additional cash, something that actually helps me. So here's what I'd like to do. I sent you an email. If you can send me your August bank statement, I'd like to review it. I will not pull your credit. I will not do anything without your okay. I just want to review your August bank statement. I also want you to let me know what terms you got on your current loan. Because what I would like to do is I will only offer you something that could benefit your business. And by that I mean saying like, hey, here's $50,000. Here is a term that is better than your current loan, and so on. I guess the question is, I know refinancing is one goal, additional cash is the other goal. You borrowed about 70. How much cash, if you can't refinance, but you can get a better term loan, how much cash should you be looking for, a minimum and a maximum? I know you said 250 is a max, but what's the minimum you'd be looking for? Is it 30,000? Is it 50,000? What were your goals be?
I mean, we could use additional funding. I mean, I have approvals for an additional funding just because BFA had sent it over just automatically. I didn't ask for it. But, I mean, I really am not trying to add more to my payments.
Yeah, you obviously. But could you find out when you can? No, I know. I'm not shortchanging that. I can completely understand. Can you see on your... on when you email your payments, could you let me know? I don't really need a contract. I just want to know what the terms are, like what your payment and payback was. So I make sure if we, I make sure the Bank of Cardiff offers you something that at the end of the day will benefit, not hurt your business.
Right. I mean, the best rate that I had gotten out of any of these loans is the one through OnDeck, and it was a 1-to-1.
Yeah, I know.
And they gave us the 13 months.
You know, so, just so you know, we have loans that are very, very cheap. Right now, you have multiple loans, so it's really about figuring out the best solution right now. But one thing I think would be very important is figuring out what your current loan is. Like, I know what your CAM loan rate is. I know what your OnDeck loan is, but I don't know what your Everest loan rate is. When you email me the bank statement, could you let me know what those terms are so we can make sure we're getting something that works here for you?
Yes.
Perfect. Like I said, I will pull your credit. I'll get you first thing on money, and I think we can find a way to help your business right now and form a relationship.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
Thank you, Diana.
All right. Well, I'll definitely get that stuff back to you, and then I'll just wait to hear back from you.
Yeah, I need the August bank statement because I don't have that, and I also need just August. August is fine.
Yeah, I have August, and then I have a September to date from like Friday, I believe.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
And then I can look at the contract for Everest and see what we got and send you, like, the sheet from the top or something.
Yeah, just the payback stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.